Senior Vice President for Farmers National Company, Randy Dicute, says the prices for good quality cropland are up 20% in some areas since the first of the year. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Look like good farm income despite the input costs going up. So land prices took another jump first part of the year over what they had moved up higher in 2021.
Randy, who buys this land? Is it institutional or farmers themselves?
Typically, over time, good cropland that comes up for sale is purchased by farmers 60 to 80% of the time. Depending on the area and the state and the state laws and stuff, that might be 90% of the time. What we're seeing now is probably in that 70 plus 78% is still purchased by farmers because of their optimistic outlook, you know, somewhat longer term and such. Individual, smaller investors have stepped in and are being more aggressive in the buying too, as I mentioned, that safe long-term hedging or inflation hedging investment. So they're in more aggressively in the market. Then some investment funds are in the market too. But again, farmers and ranchers buy the majority of what comes up for sale.
Randy says outlooks can be altered at any moment due to unexpected changes in a multitude of factors. Produced by the Ag Information Network.